Good evening. How lovely it is to come out of the house and feel the air dry and the sky above free of clouds. And at last the stars are back into view. Actually, as I look up at the sky a little bit more attentively, I see clouds. But when I came out the door of my house, it looked as if I was, you know, walking straight out into the universe. So yeah, Thursday night, and I'm out strolling with my dog Rocky, Cotton de Tulia, a little white fluff ball. And in the distance is a dog barking, and we now come to a bin that is out to be removed tomorrow, and the dog is cocking the rear near side leg. So, yeah, What's the evening in store? I wonder who we'll meet, if anybody. Well, we'll probably not meet anybody. The lovely thing about this time at night is that it's so peaceful when the wind isn't tearing at you. And when the wind is tearing at you, you get such a sound on the audio that it probably isn't that pleasant on the ears. Yeah, this is completely impromptu. Who can I talk to? McColgan, yes. McColgan on Audioboo. The man was kind enough to refer to this impromptu series of audios that I've been making. And, yeah, I really was deeply touched by that. It is actually very nice, isn't it, when somebody names you. You know, it's one thing to be included in a sort of category, you know, of people like, you know, I don't know, or even to be put in a list. But to be signalled out and have more than a few perfunctory words, have a sort of few paragraphs about you said by somebody who you don't know, doesn't know you except from the particular thing you're doing, and yet they tell, McColgan told people who follow him, who listen to his audios, that Rocky and I exist. And that we go just out in the evening and things come out of the mouth which you don't really know what's going to come out until after you've said it. And, you know, I can be a very structured person in other contexts, but out here, this is as close to a meditation as I can do, really, when I'm moving. It would be easier to meditate if you were sitting still and looking at a flame or just and only noticing your breathing, but you can't really do that, can you? Although I did once have a wonderful experience, I must tell you, but by accident ended up on a weekend in a place that was meditative center where they had yoga and all those kind of things, and we went for a walk with a guy who did a kind of guided meditation walk, and the first he had a group of about 8 people with him, and we set out to go on this walk, and you know, it was a conventional local, take you on a walk around the place, show you some paths, some trails or whatever, but this man was very different. He said, first of all, I'd like you to feel the ground under your feet. Feel the connection between the soles of your feet and the earth on which you walk. And this was, you know, a big signal that this was going to be so different. And then he went on and said, now, I want you to notice where your eyes are looking. And if your eyes are looking down, I want you to lift them up and look at the horizon. And this was connected with throwing your chest back and, you know, walking straight and tall and connected. And anyway, I won't carry on with this, but it was a terrific piece, a terrific experience. And it's the only time in my life when I've been on a walk guided by, you know, a really well-developed meditative person. And it has influenced me. I do actually notice where my eyes are looking, and I do notice the sensation in the soles of my feet and my toes as I'm walking along. Now, I'm not saying I do this all the time, but I certainly do it quite a bit when I come out at night. So, here we have shadows on the wall. The shadows cast by light from a street lamp that comes through a small tree is cast onto a white wall. Quite good. If I wasn't being pulled along by this dog, Oh, listen to that. Did you hear that? We'll see if we can get another bark. Oh my God, it's the Doberman. Yes, there's a Doberman in that house, and there is. I hope. I'm scared of Doberman. I don't mind admitting. And any of you out there who have Doberman, I have to admit, I hope you have them muzzled. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. I'm not here to fight the war of the dogs. But I'm glad to say that my dog didn't go rushing over to that house in order to greet that bark. He never does, actually. He's full of energy in the day and all that, and he wouldn't. But he's a bit of a scaredy at night, I think. Well, evening time. I'm really enjoying the night air. It's mild, but it has a slight nip in it. So it's not one of those kind of insipid days when it's, you know, too warm for its own good, you know, and that can be, in my experience, the way I experience it, that can be kind of a winter's day when it's too mild. And because the wonderful thing about the climate we have here in Ireland and shared by, what do you call it, all the people who have a climate like ours, which probably means nobody, but is that you do have seasonal variations. You do actually have a real difference between autumn and winter and winter and spring. Although there's been so much rain in the last few years in the summer, it's hard to think that there's much of a difference between the summer and the autumn or the spring. Oh dear, isn't it nice to witter and not care if you what you have to say makes sense? Who am I talking to? To be absolutely truthful, I think I'm talking to myself, but very aware of that I'm a human being in a world of other human beings, and that whatever I say could reverberate. I don't feel I'm addressing any one person in particular, but I think that if I'm true to myself and can just let stuff out, that our common humanity will sort of attract some people to what I have to say, and others would be repelled. But and that's a wonderful diversity of humans, really. But, oh look, somebody has sown some primroses. They've actually put down. They've dug it around the. They've cleared around the roots of this tree so that we've got a nice little flower bed. Tiny, small flower bed. And there are three primroses put in there. Now that's a very nice touching thing for somebody to do in a public place. They kind of behaved as if they own the little patch of grass outside that has a tree planted in it. And it's actually a communal tree. But they've treated it as if they own it. Or else they've done it in a spirit of that they're trying to set up a fashion so that all the trees, and there must be hundreds of them here, there must be, mind you, there's only 80-something houses in this estate. So there might be 200 trees. But anyway, around the trees is the first time I've ever seen anybody build a little flower bed. Maybe it'll be the fashion. Maybe I'll do it even. Ah, there we are. Look, good evening to you. This is a ramble. God, I nearly thought I heard a cat. Anyway, look, I wish you a very good night. And, have a very, very good night. And enjoy the peace. And if you're listening to this in broad daylight, enjoy the sun. Bye-bye.